We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcast NBA basketball. It's the greatest sport in the world and the best players on the planet. And not once, Steve, have I awakened and said to myself, do I really want to do this? It has not happened. And I still have the same enthusiasm I had as somebody starting off in this business decades ago. And I'm very, very blessed to still have that in my DNA because I see a lot of people mailing it in and I can't stand it. And whether it's in broadcasting or whether it's in every different walk of life, I have never, ever, ever mailed it in. And won't mail it in. And the first time I start taking shortcuts will be the last because I'm going to walk out the door and that's it. But my work ethic is very strong because of my parents.
Chuck, I don't think anybody who listens to Bulls basketball or listens to you on even this kind of interview thinks that the of all the many P's that you cite as part of your mantra and part of what keeps you going, passion and purpose are right there in every word, in every sound, in every broadcast. And I think every Bulls fan appreciates that. I do. I just think it's a tremendous example that you set because you know what a cool job you have and you were there giving it everything you have. And it sounds like it. It sounds like fun. You make people want to do your job. And I know that there are people, you said guys like Joe Tate and Ernie Hartwell helped you along the way. And more than just an example of that you set for a lot of people, for a lot of kids who said, I want to be that. I want to do that. You did help people along the way. It seemed important to you, that mentor-mentee relationship. I've always gotten that feeling because knowing the people who came from what might be called the Swirsky tree. Is that by design? Did that happen? Is that your personality? Where does all that come from?
Wow, that's a great question, Steve. Well, I think it's a little of both. You know, growing up as a kid in the non-social media world, where you can just, you know, hit a send button and it's there, you know, within moments via email or a tweet or a text. That's not the culture I grew up in. That was far, far away in that venue. And so I would write handwritten letters to broadcasters in Seattle, for example, hoping that I would get a return letter. And unfortunately, there were a lot of broadcasters who didn't. And I promised myself, because I stayed with a family in Baltimore during the summers. He was the TV sports anchor for WBAL in Baltimore, Steve. His name was Vince Bagley. And he was the first broadcaster. He was a friend of the family. And they basically adopted me every summer. They had five children. I was their sixth. And I would go to the station every day with Vince, where he would anchor the 6 and 11 sports in Baltimore. I would go and tag along with him to the old Memorial Stadium. He was very close with Brooks Robinson. I was there the day that Hank Bauer got fired, and they hired a coach by the name of Earl Weaver. And I stood next to Earl Weaver at his press conference in Baltimore the day he was hired during the All-Star break in July of 1968. We would go to Westminster College and watch the Baltimore Colts in training camp. And Johnny Unitas would walk over to Vince like, you know, they were best friends, which they were. And Vince would introduce me to Johnny Unitas and Lenny Moore and Gino Marchetti and Art Donovan And it was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm a kid at the time, and I'm meeting all these people. I mean, Brooks Robinson is walking in Vince Bagley's front door because they're late for a tea time. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, you know, for Brooks Robinson was like, you know, the man. And so all these things, and I promised myself, if I ever got in a position to help young people and mentor people, I would. And so it started the moment I became a professional broadcaster to help young people, minorities, high school kids, college kids, women, because I think it's important that we plant the seed. This just isn't calling a basketball game in Boston or tomorrow in Toronto. This encapsulates everything as far as what this job means to me. And we need to roll up our sleeves, be a better person today than we were yesterday, help people along the way, to encourage them, to inspire them, to engage in them, so that in turn, one day, they will do the same for others. And that's why this whole landscape and foundation of me becoming a sportscaster envelop so much more than just the game itself. And hopefully somewhere along the way, I've done that.
Well, I think it's clear in a lot of your progeny out there and in this city and other places. My guest is Chuck Swirsky. He wrote a memoir titled Always a Pleasure. It's easy to get. It's simple and it's local. Go to Eckhart's Press, Eckhartz Press, or Chuck Swirsky, the book, ChuckSwirskyTheBook.com. Either way, bang, you'll get it right there. Why did you write this, Chuck?
So over the last maybe few years, I was approached by some publishers saying, listen, we'd like to have you do a book. And I really wasn't ready. And so I started really thinking about it a year ago because I was coming up on my 25th season in the NBA. Something, you know, when you start off, you don't think of those things, Steve. You think like your career. I mean, when you start off in this business, you have no idea where the journey's going to take you. At least I didn't. And when I got the Raptor job, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I signed a 2-year deal with an option. So 3 years, and I hope to make it 3 years. And then 3 years became 5 years, 5 years became seven, seven turned into 10. And so all of a sudden, here I am speaking to you, Steve, in a hotel room in Toronto in my 25th season and about to call my 2000th NBA game in January. How did it get here? So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna put this together. And the reason is, and I think I've told you this before, it's a great line my mom gave me. She said, life is not a straight line. Mm-hmm. And because there are going to be some peaks, there are going to be some valleys, and this business, it can be glamorized. It has so much joy and celebration and excitement and vitality, but it also has darkness. It also has envy, jealousy, major sins that can destroy a human being if we allow that to seep into our soul. And some of it is human nature. Some of it is just the very knack of what world and microscope that we're under on a daily basis in the media. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to write a book. I want this to be a book where I'm transparent, where I'm positive, where people can see, okay, you know what? He didn't wake up one morning and just become the broadcaster for the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, he had to pay his dues through internships, through setbacks, through rejection, because all these things won't stop in your first job. You're going to get rejected even at this level. You're going to, you know, get a pat on the back on Monday and be told, to use your words, that you suck on Tuesday, you know? and so you have to deal with it. And it's hard. And it was really hard on me early in my career because, believe it or not, Steve, inside my soul, I'm really, really sensitive. And I take things to heart. And no one likes to be criticized. No one likes to read in the paper about your work because it's there in black and white. but you have to come to accept it. And there are things like I in fact, I'll share this quick story. I got a tweet about 3 or 4 days ago, and he says, Chuck, is it possible you could do play-by-play and mention Nikola's last name instead of just saying Vooch? It's Vucevic. And you know what? I read that about five times, and I said, you know what? This person is right. I need to say Vucevic more than Vooch. This is his last name. There are times when I'll say Vooch, but for the most part, this is his last name. And so I really took that and embraced it for constructive criticism because I needed that. You know, when I talked to Mitch Rosen of 670 The Score, one of the first things I always ask him, when you listen, do I mention The Score in time enough? Because I don't think you can do that enough in a radio broadcast. Score, mm-hmm. time, who has the ball, where is the ball on the floor, and then just the very basics, the essentials, Steve, of calling a game. So I put all this in the book.
Well, I recommend it. I want to talk about some of the highlights. You had contributors in a book and Chuck's greatest hits, and you had quite an affiliation with the Cubs and the Bears, and they are still news. I want to get your thoughts on the current day Bears, on the current day Cubs, and when we come back from a break, some of your greatest hits. You ready for that, Chuck, before we close this out?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Excellent. Chuck Swirsky, he is the legend. His memoir is called Always a Pleasure. Go to ChuckSwirskyTheBook.com and bang, you can buy it right then and there. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thanks for joining us. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And he got stripped by Javonte. Picks it up on the runway to the cup and a two-handed slam dunk. Let's give Javonte Green a little dunkin' with some cream on the top. Give him an espresso. Give him a latte. Give him the whole coffee mug. He went all the way up.
That's the legend, Chuck Swirsky. He's doing. I don't think Chuck needs any espresso. You don't. You? I know you're dancing after the victories, Chuck. Yeah. You're not doing eight shots of espresso.
Steve.
That's just Chuck, right?
Yeah. You know what, Steve? I've never had coffee in my life. I when I go to Dunkin', I order chamomile tea. And I love Dunkin'. They're great sponsors, obviously. Shameless plug there, but true. But I have never had coffee in my life.
Well, you're the poster child for coffee, Chuck. You got all kinds of energy that I wish I had. Chuck Swirsky joins me on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He has a book out, a memoir called Always a Pleasure. Go to EckhartsPress.com or ChuckSwirskyTheBook.com. And you could purchase it. So the WGN Association for you, let's do it this way. It was such a powerhouse. Cubs and Bears. Bears and Cubs, number one, number two, the two biggest things in the city at the time. You're there. What do you think of the Bears now? And when I say Chicago Bears, what's the snapshot that flashes in your mind?
1985. I mean, when you say like snapshot, it's the 85 Bears without question. I know we're far, far removed, generations removed from that era of Bears football. And people are probably trying to, you know, extend, you know, a sense of gratitude and thankfulness that we experienced that peace period of time. But the truth of the matter is that the 85 Bears had everything on the field, off the field. They captured the imagination of the city, of the country, of the globe. And seriously, I mean, they played an exhibition game the following year in London against Dallas, and they owned the city of London. They couldn't get enough of the fridge. And that period of time, that window where they actually should have won more than one Super Bowl or appeared in one Super Bowl, but they had, you know, issues at quarterback with trying to keep people healthy. And, you know, it was just a magnificent period of time. The current Bears, I'm just speaking, Steve, as a fan, because I haven't been to a Bears game. I'm just like Joe Bag of Donuts watching the game on TV and listening to the great Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer and Mark. But I love this new administration. I think this GM gets it, and he's doing everything he can to tear this thing down, to have a boatload of cap room, to make wise draft choices. And I think some great days are ahead. I love Justin Fields. And if you put him in a position where he has really good people around him, this kid has an unbelievable upside. I have watched, you know, decades of football. This kid has the it factor, trust me.
The 80s also were a time where WGN had all sorts of trotting out every kind of Cubs you could imagine. And it was it was all sorts of stuff going on. And I'm not asking you to give away. There's a story in the book that fans might want to read about Milo and Harry. But the Cubs today, and when I talk about the Cubs and your association, what's the snapshot that flashes in your mind on that subject?
Wow. Well, there am I just one? Because when I came to
no,
Chicago.
Give me all of them. Give me all
okay,
your greatest
Okay, well, I'm just
going
to say this. When I came to Chicago, it was Dave Kingman, okay? And his relationship with the media was not good, as we all know. And it was, you know, the Wrigley family, they were trying to sell the ball club. Tribune Company buys it. Dallas Green is the new sheriff in town. And he walks through Wrigley Field and wants to change the culture immediately. And then we had the Lee Elia blow up after a game. And one thing, and then the 84 Cubs, and I love those 84 Cubs. And then Sandberg arrives with the game that I go into detail on June 23rd of 84. And the drama was not only on the field, it was in the broadcast booth. It was unbelievable. And that's in the book. And so you can, you know, again, a shameless plug, but if you want to buy the book, it's in detail because I was there. But, you know, I mean, the Cubs, honestly, you know, what with the World Series, it was tremendous for millions of Cubs fans. But on the other side, you know, we had Bill Veeck, and I get into my first meeting with Bill Veeck and how he approached me, Steve. He approached me and said, you know, come back in a couple of weeks. And his door was always open. He was always in the press room called the Bards Room at Wrigley Field. And then was at Comiskey Park.
Comiskey.
And in the, and the Pink Poodle, or whatever they called it. What was it in the, at Wrigley Field? It was, you know, they had
the streets. They just did it in the streets. Everybody's drinking.
Yeah.
The
whatever they called
the streets.
It. But all I know is that like Bill Veeck was unbelievable. And he said, I want you to come back in a couple of weeks and tell me what you think. So it was like, you know, like it was crazy. I mean, the baseball during those days, it was like one story after another, whether or not the White Sox were even going to be in Chicago, because I thought Bill Veeck was going to sell the club to Marvin Davis and move the club to Colorado. I really did.
Well, there was that talk, and Marvin Davis was in there just the same way Mark Cuban was. There are all kinds of people who had made their money elsewhere. Marvin Davis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I forgot the movie studio, but he was all part of that. He was bigger than life, and it didn't happen. And Jerry Reinsdorf and Eddie Einhorn were the lead. They came in and they got it and they bought it. And your relationship now, you work for one of the guys who kept the White
Sox.
Yes,
I do.
Bought the White Sox, kept it here. Started the Bulls, or bought into the Bulls, started the same program based on advice from George Steinbrenner.
Correct. You know, I'm not, listen, I have no apologies whatsoever. I am a huge Jerry Reinsdorf man. I love the man, and his son Michael has done an amazing job continuing Jerry's legacy with the Bulls. Not only you know, putting this front office together, but I'm talking about, you know, off the court, Steve, with Chicago Bulls charities, and some of the proceeds of this book are going to Chicago Bulls charities because the Reinsdorf family, you know, let me tell you what they're all about. Number one, they're all about the city and community and schools and underprivileged children, children in need, families. And I see this every day with the Community Relations Department of the Bulls. And I can probably say the same thing for the White Sox, that they truly care, whether it's charter schools, whether it's supplying computers and school supplies, whether it's going out in the community for special needs children. I'm there, okay? I'm in the trenches there. I see it. I do it, along with many, many employees of the Bulls. And that's the legacy of the Reinsdorf family, not only what they're doing on the field, on the court, but more importantly, in the city of Chicago. So I'm unabashed. I mean, I have no problem, you know, with the virtues of speaking from the heart about Jerry and Michael.
I'm glad you did, Chuck. It's a wonderful note to end on. I'm sorry we need to end. I wish we could continue. I love chatting with you. You've had such a varied life. You've come across so many. There's a zealousness, a Forrest Gumpness about the places you've been. But I do appreciate your time. And I want people to wait, we have a phone caller, Sean? Is that what you're telling me?
We have a special guest for you guys. Let me get him up here for you.
Okay. Cut. Line one. Who are you?
Hello, Steven. Hello, Chuck. It's Mitch Rosen. How are you guys?
Mitch, the czar.
This has been a fascinating hour. It's very nice of you, Chuck, to join us from Toronto, your second home or your third home. But, Steve, I know you've done a great job this hour explaining to the audience what Chuck has done to, you know, make Chicago sports radio truly, you know, invented the format in Chicago, was an innovator and started it. But people, you know, I want people to grasp that. The Score has been around for 30 years. WMVP, I think, has been around for 20 years. GN Radio. But, you know, Chuck really started it all, you know, at AM 1000 WCFL, and how important he is to this format in Chicago. And I'm not sure people realize that. And then going to WGN, and you gave a great background on his career. But what he outlines in his book is an incredible journey in what he's done and how many people in their lives he's affected and impacted, including mine as a young intern. I know you mentioned that. But he cares about people, and he does it on an everyday, not just in person, but on social media. If you follow him on Twitter, he's inspirational, he's positive, and I think people can learn from that. And in these days in our lives, I think everybody needs a smile and relax and feel good, and Chuck does that. So I just want to thank you for committing that hour, and Chuck, thanks for being you, and don't go changing.
Well, Mitch, you know how I feel about you. I love you, Mitch, and I mean that sincerely. Mitch was an intern at WGN. I want to say, Mitch, what, 88? Is that right?
Yep, 88 to 89, yep.
Yep, and he was a magnificent intern. You know, there are many, whether it's Lou Kanellis, whether it's Ryan Baker, we could go right down the list. There are so many to name. But you know what, Steve? There are people who have the it factor, like we talked about maybe Justin Fields. Mitch had the it factor. All of us knew at GN that he was going to be a superstar. And to see the growth and development and his leadership skills, more importantly, his people skills, that he actually cares about people. And it's just not walking the walk. It's in the talk and the talk. It's a combination of both. And that's a rare, rare commodity. And I'm not patronizing him, because we can talk to each other and communicate and tell each other, and it's awesome. And so, Steve, I want to thank you, number one, for the hour. You could have gone in a lot of different directions on your show, but you were kind enough to invite me, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And so thank you.
Thanks for sitting still, Chuck. I appreciate it. And your comments about and Mitch's comments about you, Mitch's loyalty is unparalleled. And there are a lot of things that may or may not be known out there in public. It's unparalleled. And I have to believe that he was in some way shaped by you. What you've done, Chuck, I think, in our insular broadcasting world, is that when you got a seat at the table, you made the table bigger. You made the table more inviting for people. There's no greater compliment I could offer. That's as big a heart as you've had as a career. So thank you for that.
Well, you know what, Steve? I'm getting emotional now, and I very seldom do this. And I thank you. That was a wonderful compliment. But really, my heart is full of gratitude and humility and thankfulness. And it's that so many people have helped me along the way. And in turn, I want to just help them. And that's, to me, what it's all about. So thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. All right, well, Chuck will be on the air tomorrow. He and Bill Wennington. We hope you're dancing tomorrow, Chuck. We hope you're dancing.
Yep.
Bulls, Raptors, Toronto. Thank you again. The book is always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to Chuck. Go to EckhartsPress.com or ChuckSwirskyTheBook.com. It is a manual for how to be a broadcaster and how to be a wonderful human being. Chuck Swirsky, Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Thanks for listening. Bears All Access is next. Tennessee, Georgia, after that, on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.